Now this Sunday, I might have mentioned it once or twice already, I'll be working on the BBC WM 95.6 FM Red Alert Appeal Fun Run for Cure Leukaemia in Sutton Park. We're raising money to fund research nurses to carry out clinical trials across the West Midlands. The more clinical trials that can be operated, then the more lives ultimately will be saved, because they'll find out which drugs work and which drugs don't work. Now, the run was set up in memory of Richard Massey from Sutton Coalfield, who died in 2009. You might remember we had his mum Alison on the programme back in March. Someone else who's going to be doing it is Catherine Cartwright from Sutton Coalfield. Catherine knew Richard, and like me, we'll be walking around the course. Hello, Catherine, how are you?
Hi, I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Just tell us how you knew Richard, Catherine.
Well, he was diagnosed around the same time that I relapsed, because I had leukemia before him. In August 2007, I was diagnosed and then had a bone marrow transplant and was better. But then in the April of 2008, I relapsed, and around a similar time, he came in for his first time. And he had the same type of leukemia as me, which was quite rare, because most of the kids on the ward had, because we both had acute myeloid leukemia, and a lot of the other kids had acute ALL basically, the other one, mm-hmm. which is more common. So, and because he was a year younger than me, we bonded, and our families bonded, because we were from a similar area, well, same place, and so we became quite good friends quite quickly, because we were put in the same bay together as well, being teenagers.
And of course, Catherine, you know, one of the great successes of Cure Leukaemia and the treatment of leukaemia in general is that people like you, who are afflicted with the condition, you're still with us. And it's brilliant to be able to say that. Sadly, Richard is no longer with us, even though he was diagnosed later than you.
Mm. Yes, well, he unfortunately relapsed, and he relapsed at the same time that I was all back in hospital, having problems with my liver, and so he was having his bone marrow transplant at the same time that I was having my liver transplant, and he was in one cubicle in HDU and I was in the other, and our parents would be swapping stories. You know, because neither of us could come out to talk to the other one. So we'd be getting updates via each other's parents most of the time. And then I went up to the liver ward briefly to obviously recover from the liver transplant. It's the best place to be, really. And by that time, Richard was in the ICU. But Andrew, his dad, would still come down to let us know how he was doing and put the world to rights a bit every so often, just to keep us up to date. And then I was back in HDU and...
The high dependency unit, yeah.
Yes, sorry. And it was a really awful period, I remember, where, I hate to say it, but kids were just dropping like flies all around us, it seemed. Just so many kids died in such a short period of time. And then one day, my mum and Sandra, one of the family support workers, came in, and I just knew by looking at them, I just knew that we had lost Richard. Mm. And I just burst into tears and just cried for such a long time, because it's the surprises that hurt the most. And that's why I do the walk, because it's the only thing that I can do to help try and stop this happening.
Yes. And in the previous years, as I say, it's called a fun run, but I have no shame about the fact that I'm walking it. My knee, I've got a right knee that's a little bit dodgy. You've had a liver transplant. You've, had serious medical complications. It's not a case of, as it will be for me, for you, of getting round in an hour, let's say.
No, indeed. After the liver transplant, there were rejection complications that are a bit too detailed to go into right now. Mm. But I now have only 60% of my lung capacity compared to everybody else. So I can't walk very far or, uphill. So this is the first year I will actually...